Okay, our next guest I'm really excited about because I had a chance to interview her even last year, and she is joining us tonight to talk about the children and what families are doing to keep them busy. And, of course, I want to make sure that I have her name correct. It is Gianna Kordaski, and she's with Family Fun in the Twin Cities. The last set of students are ready for school to be out, and their summer breaks to get rolling. Do you know how to get your children through the summer? If you're still looking for ideas to fill those days, there are events and programs just waiting to provide fun times for your students. Local website Family Fun Twin Cities has a ton of ideas just for you to choose from. Now, here are some of those ideas right now from site co-founder Gianna Kordaski, who joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Baker Hotline. Hey, Gianna, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? It's good to be here.
It's great to have you here. Here's the thing. You and I had an interview probably about 3 years ago, maybe four. Do you remember that?
I do. It was around Thanksgiving, Christmas time, I think.
I think so. We were trying to figure out what to make sure, what can we do to keep the children busy? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We know that our children, our grandchildren, whomever, cousins, nieces, we know that they have expectations when it comes to a break, whether it's from school and summer, if it's the fall and school is just starting, the holidays. We know that they're looking for things, right? They want to know, mom and dad or aunt and uncle, where are we going? What are we going to do for these days? And a lot has changed over the years, hasn't it?
I think yes. Yes. I also think COVID might have had something to do with that, but now we're getting kind of back to we can go out and we can do things and we have expectations.
We do have expectations, and that's your job. That's what you do, is to make sure that there is a lot of offerings for children between various ages. What about teenagers or those that are getting closer to 18 years old? Do you also have things for them?
We do. We have a teen and tween calendar, and then we have, if you look up on our site, like just search teens, you'll see there's a whole bunch of articles that we've like just pegged as good teen options.
And how are they responding to what you have? Do you hear a lot from the teenagers and their parents?
My kids are teenagers and they love it. So there's that. But also, teens are a bit different than, like parenting teens is a bit different than parenting smaller children, just because teens have their own agendas, their mm-hmm. own plans, their own things to do. So it's more for planning summer with teens. It's more working around, okay, we're going to do this week, and not more of a, it's much less of an everyday thing.
Okay, that's fine, because they have a lot of time to spend with family and so much more. Some of them will be taking classes during the summer if they didn't finish out all of their classes or having to redo a class. So it's great that you have so much to offer to all of these young people all the way up to the age of 18, correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, so then what is new this year? Is there something added that surprised you and you went, ooh, I got to look into that?
New things, actually, honestly, can I just tell you, because of COVID and the slow reintroducing of everything, mm-hmm. this whole summer feels like a brand new summer, right? The festivals that used to be on the calendar are now back on the calendar, and we are so excited for that. Like, just this month we have, actually, let me say that again, just this weekend we had 6 different festivals that happened. And next weekend, it's another like 6 to 10 that are happening. And we have those like every week throughout the summer.
Yeah, and if you say festivals, the families are coming. There's no doubt about it. I remember years ago I used to do that with my children, right? So I'm glad that it's back. I'm glad you're doing that more. We are going to take a break for a moment, and we'll be back with Gianna. And I'm so looking forward to hearing more about what is out there for our children, our nieces, nephews, all of them for this summer. You do not want to miss it. We'll be back. Welcome back. We are talking with Gianna Kurdeski, and we are having a great time learning what is out there right now for our children, for those who want to get out with their families, cousins. There are all types of family reunions going on. In fact, our family is doing one this year, and we've been trying to figure out, what are we going to do with the little ones? Where are we going to take them? Oh, yeah, Gianna, I'm going to talk to you about that. I'm going to go online and look at everything that you're offering, because it's really exciting. So tell me, what is next for you? Each year you do this, you keep the planning, you keep finding out, you stay in contact with those that you need to stay in contact with to find out all the things that are happening in the Twin Cities and beyond. What's been new for you? Something where you thought, we did this maybe 20 years ago or 10 years ago, and now you want to bring it back.
Well, I'm thinking beaches. Okay, so we've done beaches, and we know that we know our own beaches, right? But now we need to, like, maybe we don't need to. I'm not going to need anybody. It would be great to explore new beaches. And I just found a new one that, to me, I don't know if it's new to everybody, but I just found a brand new one to me. It's at the Fort Snelling State Park.
Fort Snelling State Park?
Yeah, Fort Snelling State Park, not the historical center or society, you know, the Fort Snelling, not that one, but the state park that's kind of on the other side of whatever road that is, 5 or 55 or whatever road that is.
Hiawatha.
There's a state park there. Yep. There's a state park there, and it's got its own beach on Lake Snelling. And what's really cool about this is, while you do have to have the sticker on your car, right, like the state park sticker.
Yeah.
When you go, it's not just a beach. You're going to get all the awesome beach parts to it, too. But then you're also in a state park. So you will also find geocaching. And there is a visitor center called the Savage Visitor Center.
Oh, okay.
And they have exhibits there. So, like, if you get hot and you're done swimming but you're not quite ready to leave, you can go visit the Savage Visitor Center and look at all the exhibits. Because state parks and their visitor centers, they're really fun.
There are so many beaches that we have here in the great state of Minnesota, wading pools, water parks, and other places in Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area, just so that our children to cool off. And that I am always excited about. Do you recommend that if they are going to participate in going to the beaches, swimming pools, and water parks, are you saying to the parents, look, these are things you need to know, these are things you need to look out for?
Yep, on our beach article, especially the Minneapolis beach article, there might be a couple others too. We do say make sure you check the website to check, like, sometimes they close due to bacteria or due to something else or construction, right? So we do suggest that people find out the information, like the basic information at our site, but then double check to make sure that everything is still up and running and they're still open.
Wow, you've got your hands full every summer, and I don't know how you do it, but I'm so glad that you do, because our children need it, that is for sure. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and I hope you have great success this year as usual. And I have an idea, not an idea, but a feeling that you are just going to expand. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you that day when you say, Geraldine, we are expanding.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself and be safe.